if someone's ever given you one of those monthly subscription gifts where you get the chocolate of the month, or this is a real one, the socks of the month club, every month you're like, oh, that's a fun little gift, and it reminds you that they were thinking of you. Well, buckle up, Buttercup. We're about to take subscription services to a whole new level. It's the Chicken of the Month Club. That's right. You can join me and other potties and WayFM listeners at fh.org/Wally Show and give two chickens to a different family every month. Now, chickens in these developing countries make a huge difference in the lives of these families. These chickens provide a sustainable source of protein through their eggs every day, which helps nourish malnourished kids. And since chickens multiply quickly, it's a great side hustle for these families in that they can generate income by selling eggs or chicks in the market. And by you doing a $28 a month gift, you can make sure that a different family gets two chickens every month. That's kind of cool and very different. If someone gave me two chickens every month, I wouldn't know what to do with that. But in these other countries, they not only know what to do with them, they're also very thankful for people thinking of them and helping them out of these tough times. So what I love about Food for the Hungry is their mission to end poverty by going to the places and walking with some of the world's most vulnerable people, and they've done it for 50 years. You can trust them and you can do some good right now. So go to fh.org/Wally Show if you want to join our Chicken of the Month Club. Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. All the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today. This is our Monday edition already. The weekend like flew by for me, but I didn't get to do what I normally like to do, and that's like do stuff on Sunday. I ended up just binge watching TV shows with my daughter and my wife. Like, so, I mean, and it's bad because I think I hurt their feelings a little when I'm like, gosh, today was a waste.
Why would you say that?
Because
I know you think it.
Right. Because I'm driven to accomplish things, and like, I like to build things. Like, I didn't get to do things that I wanted to do. It wasn't a waste being with them because I like them. You know, I genuinely like them. But like, we just sat there and just sat in front of a television. Like, if we had gone riding like we had talked about doing, or if we had gone and done something together as a family, like, that would have been more enjoyable to me than just sitting there watching television. Like, I like veg out days are kind of fun once in a while, but I just don't know. I just was like, eh.
I think it's just because you relax differently from them. Like, she's more like Marty, your wife, where relaxing to them is sitting on the couch and letting their mind just go.
That's how they recharge.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Whereas you like to recharge by doing stuff with them.
Yeah.
And that means actually getting up and doing something.
Yeah, exactly. And so, I mean, in the things we watched, oh, just wasted my brain cells.
That I agree on.
Yeah, 90 Day Fiancé, two of those back to back. They're 2 hours each. There's 4 hours of your day. Welcome to Platteville. Boo. That's that weird show with that really...
with the people that are real blonde and pale.
Yes, yeah, the albino-looking family that is just a train wreck. That one's a little interesting. At least they do it in an hour. And there's one character I'm really rooting against her right now. Yeah, just in life. Like, in life. She's, like, so unsympathetic to me.
Is she part of the family?
Yeah, she married into it. And she's wreaked havoc there. And she's crazy selfish. And just pretentious, and so like that storyline I'm super enjoying. So yeah, that part was fun, but that was an hour.
So you did that.
Yeah.
What else did you watch?
I think that was I binged Clickbait. I watched that. I wouldn't recommend it. It's got some rough stuff in it. But yeah, I don't know. So like, yeah, I just didn't get enough outdoor doing things, accomplishing things. So what did you do, Rock? Because we're catching up like we do on Mondays.
So Friday I went and met a friend of mine. She's the one, I think I was telling you, she has three dogs.
Chihuahuas.
Three chihuahua dogs.
That you babysat.
So I told her, I said that I was thinking puppy about, sat. I was on the puppy bandwagon again. And she was like, oh, yay! And like telling me all about it and stuff. Now she has three chihuahuas, like I said, but one of them, his name is Estevan, and he was supposed to be a long-haired chihuahua, but when she got him from a so-called breeder, he kept growing, and he's got to be a mix between a dachshund and a chihuahua.
So like how big
he's
if
a lot
he were
longer.
To, like, is he?
He's like 13 pounds, where chihuahuas are supposed to be more like in the 5'9" range.
Yeah.
And the other
sense.
Two are, it's just that he's definitely bigger and longer, but still small. But anyways, so I caught up with her, got her opinion on things. And
dog people are like people with a lot of kids. Like when you say, oh, I'm thinking about getting a dog, and they know all the headaches of them. You're like, yes, get a dog. It's the best, because it makes them somehow feel better. Same way with people that have like five kids. You're like, I'm thinking about having a kid. Yes, you should totally do that. Right. It's great. Best thing I ever did.
Right. And then they never get sleep and all that.
Yeah, they just want to share the misery with everybody.
But I asked her, I said, what is the one thing that you regret about having three dogs? Mm. And what's the thing that you enjoy the most? I remember her saying that the thing she enjoys the most is that when she gets home, and I think I've heard Gavin say this, they're always happy to see her.
Oh, yeah. It's very affirming.
They're just like, oh, it's so great that you're
here.
That
is great about kids, too, usually.
Like he's like, but I'm not in that department.
Get a dog first. Trust me, get a dog. Learn how to handle a dog first, then a kid.
Yeah, and then when it comes to what she regrets,
everything.
I can't remember what she told me.
Really?
It must have not been anything.
Must not have been that.
Anyway, so then Saturday I went and met up with Mom and Dad and gave Dad his birthday present because it was on the 29th.
Yeah.
But I got him. He's really into like the old classic horror films like Wolfman and Dracula and Mummy and all that stuff. Anyway, so I bought him like a mask and a little action figurine that was of the Wolfman. Men never grow up, and he loved it. Yeah. And I made him another card, which he was so excited about. And Mom made Creole. That was so good. So I got to visit with them for a little bit.
I went to a puppy thing at PetSmart. They had a puppy adoption, and I was shopping, so I'm like, oh, we have to go down there and see, and I'll take pictures for Betty. My wife would not let me take pictures of any puppies.
That's probably a good call.
Yeah, so that you're like, she's like, don't foster this. I'm like, but she likes to see them, if nothing else. And she's like, don't. She'll come get a dog, and she doesn't need a dog.
That's a good call. And then Sunday, I went to a new church
with
some friends of mine.
Oh.
Yeah. The girl that I met up with for lunch.
Yeah.
She goes to it, and my roommate Nicole goes to it when she's in town.
Okay, well, that's good, because we've been talking about kicking you out of ours. So, like with Pastor Jeff, and
I really like Pastor Jeff.
I know he used to like you too, but now that you're checking out other things.
Well, anyways, so I go there on Sunday.
Pastor Nick said
Let
so too.
Let me finish a stinking story. So I go there on Sunday.
Can you finish your story, please?
And the pastor comes down afterwards, and he's like, Betty Rock. And I was like, hello.
I love being here.
And he said, I saw on Facebook you doing a video where you were painting and you were like Bob Ross or something.
Oh, nice.
I just kept laughing at that thing. I was like, oh, nice. Well, thank you, sir.
Nice.
So he was really nice. And then he did an analogy with M&Ms.
Okay.
When?
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. So you like the church?
Yeah.
Did you get M&Ms?
I didn't get any.
I could see you switch. To me, that makes total sense if you switch to where you have friends that are going.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
It makes it a lot easier.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that makes
community.
Sense. Yeah. And I'll talk to Jeff for you. I'll break it to him and let him know that you're leaving.
Jeff's going
to
be hurt.
Please stop.
He will be sad. He'll be sad.
Now listen to
Eric,
to
not
this.
So
let
much.
Let me talk.
They'll find a noob.
So the church is, what do you call it? It's not Baptist because I'm part of
Baptist.
The Frozen Chosen.
Yeah, it's evangelical.
AG, is that what it's
called? Assembly of God.
Assembly of God, yes.
So they rock it a little differently.
They do. They're a little bit more
charismatic.
Expressive.
That's it. Charismatic is the term.
Hands in the air.
Yeah.
How long was service?
Only 2 hours.
Only 2 hours!
No! Dude!
You need to get different friends. That's what I just learned. Yeah.
Are you saying there's a cutoff time between you and Jesus?
Yes, I am. And it's under 2 hours.
I like to say amen at church 1 hour, and 1 hour later, amen at the restaurant that I'm eating afterwards.
Yeah. We were finishing our meal by the time you were getting out of
church. I enjoyed it. It's going to definitely take me some getting used to. It's not that it's bad. It's just that I'm not used to it.
There are this is not to disparage anybody's faith or anything like that.
Not
but
at all.
But when you take like Assembly of God or you take charismatic churches and you compare them to if you've grown up Baptist your whole life, it's very different. Or even if you've been Baptist and you go to a Methodist or Episcopalian church, it's very different.
Mm-hmm.
And churches are just like relationships. Like you find people that you connect with. You find faith that's presented in a way that you find that you connect more with. There's nothing wrong with any of them. Like, they're all great in how they do what they do, but I don't think it's wrong to say, yeah, that doesn't work for me. Like, I don't to experience God or faith or worship like that.
Right.
I don't care if they do,
right.
But I definitely want to do the thing where the pastor says, we'll be done here in 45 minutes. What do you say? Woo!
Okay. But I will say this, if you're not comfortable with it, I totally agree with that. But also, I'm trying to give it a couple more shots so that
sure,
I can get myself
good.
Used
that's
to
good.
It. Because I don't think it's a bad thing at all. Like mm-mm. I said, I was just raised in the Frozen Chosen, and you sing out of hymnals and all that stuff. So it's just a little different. But I also feel like maybe this is something that I should be doing, because, like I said, like, all the people that I knew at our church before, they've moved on.
Sure.
And so I don't really have anyone to sit with. And I don't want to go to the 9:30 service
right.
that you and Marty go to. Like, I want to sleep in when I can.
You.
So I don't really like the thought of just going to church by myself, sitting by myself, and then leaving by myself.
Absolutely.
So I'm thinking, like, maybe God is opening up another door to where I already know like 7 people that go to this other mm-hmm. church. Why not just try
it? And maybe you find too, like, you go and you're at first when you get there, it's weird for you, and there's that comfort zone. And then either one of two things happens. Either you find, oh yeah, I actually want to experience God in this way, and you learn something new, or you feel
2
something
hours.
New. Yeah. Or you're like, I'm so hungry right now. You're going to have to bring a snack for the second act of church.
Oh, good grief. You are so dramatic.
Or you're going to find that, well, as much as I like these friends, it's still, this isn't how I want to spend my time worshiping.
Also, I am going to send a message to Pastor Jeff, and I'm going to say, can you please, like, just drag out the sermon. Make it a lot longer, because Wally wants to hear more.
Here's why I go to the 9:30, because he's got to have an out, because he got an 11 coming up right after that. Worst case scenario. He's an hour 40. Worst case scenario, he's an hour 10.
You're terrible. You are terrible.
That's a good call. My favorite part of the where Haley and I sit on Sundays is that I have this, like, you know, point of view at the screen where the tech people are working.
Yeah.
And there is legitimately always a countdown timer on when Nick expects to be done with said message.
Nice.
So I'll be looking over and I'll be like, 10 more minutes, baby. I can
do
this.
Two people in this room are judging me for going to a church where their sermon lasts 2 hours.
Yeah.
We got one guy over here looking at the countdown like it's a launch about to take off. And then you just want to go eat.
Absolutely.
45 minutes and you're done.
I'm just trying to beat the Methodist to the Sizzler. You know, that's what I got to do, because otherwise, if they get in there first, they're going to take all the good steak off the bar. And again, all seriousness, I hope that works well for you, because I know you have this new friend group, and so if you can share the friend group and you can share the faith aspect of that,
right.
like, you guys line up, I think that's a good thing. But it is weird. Like, I was at a church, okay, mind you, this church has professional singers that attend this church, okay? Mm-hmm. They're amazing. And because they all work in Christian music and stuff like that. And so I'm there, and they start, and some friends of mine had asked us to go. So, okay, that's great. And they start doing worship. And at one point in time, they're playing, so the band starts playing. Someone in the crowd starts making up their own words and singing stuff. So the band just, like, starts riffing with this person that's just in the spirit, I guess, like, singing a song. No one knows what's going on, least of all me. And I'm just like, wow, okay. And where other people are like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
For me, it was odd, you know?
Yeah.
And so when we finished and we walked out of that service, the people who invited me to go were like, okay, just so you know, that doesn't always happen. I'm like, just
so you
know.
It always does, though, when a new person
exactly.
comes.
Exactly.
It always does.
The weird stuff always happens when you have a friend.
Well, I went to church. This was back when I was a lot younger. And my mom and dad, I don't know why we went there, because my dad was the song director. I'm not sure what was going on. But anyway, we went to this charismatic church. And I remember sitting there between my mom and dad, and all of a sudden, like, the pastor is in the middle of a sermon. All of a sudden, we hear this man stand up in the very back, and he starts yelling at the pastor saying, you are the son of Satan.
Whoa.
What you're teaching are lies. You're going to burn in hell. Like, all of these. And
how
screaming at the top of his lungs. I might have been like 7 or 8. Like, I was young. And
like, Grandpa, sit down. You're embarrassing me.
It was so scary to me. And so I remember the pastor stops his sermon and he tells the deacons, hey, can you usher this man out? Saying that. And you can hear this, all of this going on.
That's country church talk for get him outside, beat him by the four-wheel drive. that's because you went to a country church.
So anyways, the deacons get him and you can hear they're pulling him out of the service.
Wow.
You can hear him yelling the whole time as they're pulling him out. And the pastor stops everything. He's like, congregation, I think we need to pray for this man because he's walking through something. But I remember to this day thinking, I don't ever want to come back here.
Oh, yeah.
This is scary.
I've told this story, but if you're new to the show, you haven't heard this, but we were looking for a new church in Georgia when I first moved there. And we were we lived out from the city a little bit, kind of Styx-ish. And so we went to this one church and I just got the weirdest vibe. So we had put our daughter in the little kids church. And so we're standing there and it just gets real snake handler to me. It just felt like any minute they're going to bring out some snakes. And it was just, I had the most unsettled soul, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at my wife and I told her, I said, just so you know, when they pray, I'm leaving. And if you choose to come with me, fantastic. I'm going to get Haley and I'm leaving. If you want to stay, no problem. I'll come back and get you. But I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, God, this is really weird.
Oh.
And so for her to say that, because she would never want to offend anybody.
Right.
And we were gone. And so I walked out. I went and got my, I'm like, hey, I need to get my daughter. Like, why? What's wrong? Absolutely nothing. I just need her now. No conversation. I just need her now. Please bring her to me.
Yeah.
And then we were gone.
Ooh.
It was the weirdest vibe in that place, dude.
Yeah.
And so I never went back.
So it just goes to show whatever works for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah,
I hope it goes super well. Yeah.
I think I speak for Gavin and I both. We really would want good things for you like that.
Well, you say that, but I was going to ask, do y'all want to meet lunch after church?
No.
It won't be till
noon,
though.
Yeah, it's dinner.
Yeah. Don't
invite us.
Yeah. No. We're fine. We're fine. Pastor Jeff is awesome.
We have really good churches.
Yeah, we do.
Word.
We have a great church.
It is great.
Yeah.
And I love Pastor Jeff. He's
great. We'll miss you.
We will. It doesn't even matter. Why do I even bother?
We talk about it.
You know what I appreciate, though? Real quick. One of the first few weeks I was here, all three of us went to church together.
I know.
And
the Easter service in 2019. It was so,
I went to Chick-fil-A afterwards.
Yep. It was so good.
Question.
Yeah.
How was your weekend?
Oh, good. Food truck festival thing on Friday wasn't as good as I was hoping. Let me walk you through what we ate. We had fried sauerkraut balls.
Ew.
No.
Yeah, why? Harry Potter ice cream.
Checks
that
out.
That was cool. Some mac and cheese with these barbecue chips on top that are local to the area. That was delicious.
Okay.
And then they made a cherry apple cider that was delicious.
How much did that set you back?
$50? Everything was five.
Oh, that's unusual.
$10. So I probably only spent $30 there.
That's actually normally that you came out way ahead.
Yeah,
I agree.
I would not have thought that.
So that was a big win for me. And the whole weekend was just us hanging out with friends, going to local restaurants in their town and doing that. Because again, we didn't overspend at the food truck festival. So we just had more fun in other places. So
I was at the Nashville indie race that they had here and they had a bunch of food trucks. And that was how I made my food truck decision. I went with the cheapest meal.
Yep.
As it turns out, it was actually a good meal. It was by, Love's.
Just Love Coffee?
No.
The biscuit place?
Yes.
Nice.
Biscuit Love.
No.
Oh.
That's what it
maybe
is.
Maybe Love has nothing to do with the title.
No.
Maybe Love is.
Yes.
It's that famous place out on.
Loveless
Cafe.
Loveless Cafe.
Okay, I knew Love was in there.
You just said I'm not sure if Love's.
But then I changed my mind. You made me think I was crazy.
Wow.
Loveless Cafe, and they had it was a really good pot roast and mashed potatoes, and it was cheaper than anything else there. I'm like, absolutely, we're doing this. I'm cheap when it comes to food. I do not like spending a lot of money on food. Mm. When I go, even fast food now, and then I get the price, it just shocks me half the time.
Yeah.
I can't stand that. So anyway, all right, let's look at some of the stuff going on today. If you were flying Southwest in the Southeast over the weekend, you probably experienced a bit of a delay. They canceled more than 1,000 weekend flights.
Oh. That's a ton of flights.
There's a trickle-down effect from that, too, because then everybody's trying to get rebooked, and they can't rebook you, and then you've got to stay in hotels if they will do that. But then what happens is if it's their fault, typically they're supposed to pay for it, your hotel stay, if they cancel flights. Mm-hmm. But so many places now, they go, oh, it's weather, and you can't argue it. Like, it's weather. It's not raining outside, but, oh, right. It's raining in Chicago, so we're, you know.
That's sketchy.
It's so dodgy. But what they were saying was, Southwest said it was weather and air traffic control issues. And what they aren't saying is some, not even conspiracy theories, there are, like, travel experts that are saying, well, they are booking more flights than they have the capability to handle right now, and the pilots might have been doing a sick out because Southwest announced that they're going to force pilots, crew, everybody, employees to be vaccinated. Yeah. And so there was a under-the-table rumor that they were doing this to push back against it, but that's illegal for their union, and so the union was like, no, that's not happening. That's not happening at all. Everything's fine. It's all good. Look over there.
Sketchy.
Go talk to Delta, you know? Yeah, so they had people that were, like, really, really, really affected by the weekend. I saw one, it's funny though, I saw one guy, Facebook or whatever, but normally, like, when you have a flight canceled, you're just angry, mad as fish grease, because you just want to get home or wherever you want to go. But this guy, it was funny because he had the total opposite take. He was like, you know what, the pilots are standing up for what they believe, America strong, like, I'll stay here in this airport all day long.
Oh.
And like, well, you got your wish, sir. You
okay.
know, I respect your passion.
Yeah.
And so it'll be interesting to see if more comes out about that, and if they continue to have problems. And if there is any truth to that or not for the thing. But anyway, the Boston Marathon back on, ready to run the first ever fall Boston Marathon. 20,000 people are going to run this thing.
Oh,
so
goodness.
It obviously has had its problems over the years. Like, it has the black eye of the bombing all those years ago. But then it got back to being normal again. Everything's good. And then COVID hits and they've canceled it. But they're going to have like 20,000 people here. And so basically, though, it's funny because you're running shoulder to shoulder with people to start, you know, and everything. Mm-hmm. And then you run through the thing. And then at the end, they are handing out masks to finishers. So, like, you can be socially distant.
That is ridiculous.
Right? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
I guess we all are, because that makes no sense.
You've literally started with people. You've breathed in and out their oxygen as you're running.
Yeah, like, that's,
you know,
so
and
dumb.
So you get to the end. They're like, please put on your mask and socially distance now.
Nobody knows what they're doing.
This is why.
Nobody knows what they're doing. Do you remember that? And this is something that still comes to mind every time we talk about masks. But I think you played the call on an aftercast once. But the guy was saying about masks. He said it's got to pass this test.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The filter test.
The toot test.
Gosh. And that's so true.
I know. It's crazy. What do you got for least of these, Lady Rock?
So Jimmy Fallon, he always does this thing where he reads thank you notes that he has written to random things. And this is what he did the other night.
Thank you, leaf blowers, for just making my leaves someone else's problem. You're dealing with it. Thank you, Facebook going down, for making it impossible to tell my friend's sister's college roommate's mother-in-law that I liked her hat.
You know, the leaf blower thing, it's funny because when I leaf blow my lawn, like after I've cut, mm-hmm. I blow it back into my yard, and then I walk longer, like with my neighbors, because it will blow towards their yard, and then I will walk into their driveway space and blow it back into my yard, because it would drive me nuts if people just sit there and make their problem your problem.
Which reminds me, have you heard anything from them?
Not a peep.
That's so weird.
Not a peep. And they leave their windows open and their door halfway open. I'm like,
that's gonna let bugs in.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure. I'm like,
safe.
You moved into a nice neighborhood that has AC. You could use it. I don't know.
It's not cold out yet.
I don't know. You got this going on, and then you got the neighbors down the street with the big 18-foot skeleton.
I gotta move.
You gotta move.
I gotta move. I tried. I tried to move this weekend. I went and looked at a house this weekend, and I thought, oh, this could be the one. And then my wife telling me, man, it's got the craft room. It's got this. It's got this. It's got this that you love, and it's got this. I'm like, I know, right? And she's like, I don't like it.
Why?
I know. I'm like, you just listed like five things you liked and all the things we've been checking boxes on. Why don't you like it? I don't know. Oh my gosh.
She doesn't even know.
Yeah.
Like, she can't even give you a reason.
Yeah.
If you had done that to her? Would she accept as an answer?
Yeah, she probably would. Yeah, she probably, because she's like calmer about that stuff. I'm like, I need to know. So we're drive. I'm like, well, tell me why. I don't understand. Yeah. You literally just listen. She goes, you know what? You can decide. I'll move wherever you want to move. I'm like, no, that's not, we're not doing that. That's insanity.
You'll never hear the end of it if
right.
you do that.
I'm like, no, we're not doing that. So then we agreed to go back because it was an open house.
Mm-hmm.
So we agreed to go back. And this time we were the only ones in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I think I like this.
No, she did not.
I'm not lying. I swear
to you. So are you going to put an offer on it?
No.
Why?
Offers were due last night, and I talked to the realtor.
Yeah.
And so as I was talking to the realtor, my wife, here's what I came to find out, and this is what we're going to do from now on. My wife doesn't like to be in the house when there's a bunch of other people there, like for open houses, because she feels like she's being pushed and she can't. It's like you look quickly and there's all these people and mm-hmm. you have to leave, and she doesn't want to be rude and be in people's way and things mm-hmm. like that. So she can't like take in the house. Because
mm-hmm.
then when we went back and it was empty of people, she's like, oh, I actually really like this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm talking to the realtor though. I'm like, oh, good. This is good. She likes it. Okay, this is good. And so I'm talking to the realtor and I'm like, yeah, I think you guys price this one low, obviously on purpose, so that you get a bidding war, correct? She's like, yeah, we already have 5 offers in and we'll probably get 5 more off of this today. And I'm like, you're probably already 25 or 50,000 over asking. And she's mm-hmm. like, yeah. I'm like, well, it's been a pleasure to know you. And we're just going to head on out. Yeah, just going to leave out of here.
Maybe God wants you to stay at the house that you're in because those neighbors with the 18-foot skeleton and the ones that leave their door and windows are wide open.
It's maybe. My ministry.
It is.
It's my field. I don't know. Maybe so. I have no idea. But yeah, so I buying a house in this market is so frustrating because it's so competitive. And you have to be willing to overpay. And I think neither my wife or I are willing to do that. That's the problem. Like, if we get a house in this market, it will be the miracle house. It'll be the one that it's like, okay, God wanted to bless you with this because mm-hmm. I'm not going to overpay like that. And mm-hmm. I'll, you know, and so there would be no reason to accept my offer, you mm-hmm. know, kind of thing. So if it happens, great. If not, it's okay. I'm all right. I'm okay. It's fine.
It didn't sound like it earlier. Fine.
Yeah.
Like 5 minutes earlier.
I know, yeah, like just a second ago. Remember that time 5 minutes ago when you're
when
like,
you were
this
like,
is not
I
okay?
That
was just my wife driving me crazy.
Oh.
All right. So I think that is going to do it officially for our aftercast for today. And as always, thanks for being a potty.
You didn't ask about birthdays.
Oh, do we have any? We don't have any.
Because
you would have been like, wait, stop the presses. Why do you always disrespect me? When it's my turn to have a thing.
Okay, and thanks for being a potty.